So if you are a marketer or on a team who has been cautiously waiting for some more legal breathing room or some more definitive legal rulings on generative AI, I think you can start to feel comfortable with solutions that are being provided by companies like Adobe, who, at least regarding copyright and licensing rights, in my somewhat limited experience, are very stringent about that type of thing. So hopefully you can start to integrate some Gen AI now into your enterprise teams and into your enterprise workflows. Navigators, a bit of a bite-sized episode coming your way today, but our video generation journey continues with another video-focused episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. We are going to be talking about Adobe and their Firefly video model that has just begun its beta rollout. And we have actually talked about the Firefly suite of products from Adobe before, so this is an expansion of that suite of products. It did include image generation and the generation of vector files, and I believe we did talk about the news that a video generation model was coming in that earlier episode of the show. But this video model is officially being rolled out now as that expansion to the existing suite of products. The reason that this video model is such a big deal is because it is being sold as the first commercially safe video generation model. And if you have listened to the show before, then you are no stranger to all of the legal battles and all the litigation that's going on right now between AI companies, particularly generative AI companies, but the big players as well, like OpenAI. And it's all based on the training of these models with potentially copyrighted and protected work. So like I said, there's a bunch of ongoing litigation between these companies, and the legality of using these models is very likely one of the primary barriers to them being used at an enterprise level here. But Adobe has trained their models specifically on publicly available work or copyrighted stock imagery and video. And they have further assured users that none of their content, none of the user content, will be used to train Adobe's models. Now, that right now is basically the huge differentiator. Aside from that, the key features to the model are going to sound very familiar to anybody who has used video gen tools before, or you've watched any of our episodes on video generation tools. You are going to have the ability to do text to video generations, as well as image to video capabilities also. So you can combine image inputs with text prompts and text directions for that video generation. You're also going to get a variety of creative controls for creating your videos, as far as adjusting camera angles or motion paths or elements in the video. So again, very familiar features to other leading video gen models. However, the outputs are going to be slightly shorter in the case of Adobe Firefly. Right now, the model currently supports videos only up to 5 seconds long and only at a 1080p resolution, although there are plans to introduce longer outputs and 4K resolution capabilities in the future. Now, again, I think the main differentiator for Adobe right now is that commercially safe offering, but also the fact that this gen model would integrate directly into the Adobe Creative Cloud of tools like Photoshop or Premiere Pro. So if you're a heavy Adobe user, you can now fully integrate Gen AI with the Firefly suite into your workflow, into your tool belts, and I think that's a pretty solid differentiator for the product also. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the current landscape that Adobe Firefly is entering into here, especially with all the ongoing litigation. First of all, none of you listeners to the AI Marketing Navigator are going to be surprised to hear that it's an incredibly competitive market, regardless of all the legal issues going on. There are some very advanced state-of-the-art video generation models, but Adobe has obviously been a leader in the digital creative space for quite a long time, and they're seeking to maintain that leadership with the release of their Firefly suite. Actually, going back to the really dicey legal landscape for a second, just in today's Rundown.ai newsletter, they covered the news that the Thomson Reuters case against Ross Intelligence regarding AI training on the Reuters copyrighted materials has been decided in favor of Reuters, stating that the use of the content for training was not, in fact, fair use. And courts are increasingly starting to rule in this direction with these types of copyright cases with AI models and trainings. Again, making the fact that Adobe Firefly is commercially safe hugely valuable to enterprises looking to take advantage of generative AI. Currently, OpenAI and Cohere, another AI company, are also facing lawsuits that could very much shape the way generative AI are handled legally and will very much affect the positioning of this legally safe or commercially safe Firefly model in the near future. So if you are a marketer or on a team who has been cautiously waiting for some more legal breathing room or some more definitive legal rulings on generative AI, I think you can start to feel comfortable with solutions that are being provided by companies like Adobe, who at least regarding copyright and licensing rights in my somewhat limited experience, are very stringent about that type of thing. So hopefully you can start to integrate some Gen AI now into your enterprise teams and into your enterprise workflows. If you have already been using Gen AI in your workflows, then it might be time to consider switching over to Adobe to protect yourself and cover your legal bases. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated, and it is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.